episode 346, Put Yourself First.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Can you believe it's almost Christmas? 4 days. Okay, I could just really scream really loud right now, but I'm going to maintain control here because otherwise I might just burst your eardrums, and that would not be good. You want to be able to hear during the holiday season, right? Of course you do. You want to hear the laughter and the joy and the giggles. And yeah, so you need to keep it, right? So I won't yell. I'll try to keep it down. But guess what? Yes, we are in day 51 of the 60-day push. You're probably like, I am not there, Christiane. That's okay. You don't have to be there. But we're going to keep working through day by day, bits by bits. Because when you do that, believe it or not, when you listen to this, you're beginning to think about it. And it's going to affect what's going to happen in 2016. Right? You want to bring massive momentum into 2016, and that's what's going to help you get there. So now that we're in day 51 of the 60-day push, we got to think about how we're going to continue on this journey. So really, let me ask you this question. How are you really doing? Honestly now, don't sugarcoat it. All the pressure and the stress you may be under, maybe you're even feeling drained. You've taken on way too much and there aren't enough hours in the day to keep your sanity and get it all done. Oh yeah, I am there. My list is so long, it is longer than Santa Claus's list. In fact, I need to have a chat with him because I don't think I'm going to get the naughty nice all checked off. My domestic beauties are, well, they're kind of exploding out my window. My downstairs looks like it, oh my goodness, like a tornado has come through it. And that is not, that's really not an understatement. Seriously, it is a mess. And to think that I'm going to be hosting Christmas, oh, yeah, well, my mind is just going crazy. And then my daughter comes home today from college and she says, so Mom, what are you doing tomorrow? And I'm like, and I'd already told her in a text that I was very, very overwhelmed. I had lots to do. And she said, oh, I wish I could be there. But yet she still needed something. And so my response to her was, sweetheart, tell me what you need and I will do my best to put it in my schedule. And so she told me and I took a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm sure I can fit that in somewhere. Is that where you are right now? Where you feel like you are running and doing everybody else's schedule and you're leaving yourself behind? And guess what? You really need to be putting yourself first. Yeah, you do. And you're thinking, there's absolutely no way on this green earth, because right now we don't have any snow here, that I'm going to ever get this done. I can't put myself first. In fact, I need 30 hours in a day of 24 just so maybe I can get some sleep so I can literally work 24 hours. You need a few L's, don't you? Well, you know what? Just take a breather. Because I did that so many times today when I was going through stuff and oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, not so good. Remember, I got 3 boys. Yes, well, I don't know what it was, but the oldest boy decided he wanted to rearrange his bedroom. And then the other two, well, they needed their bedrooms taken care of. And, you know, they're getting older, so we were rearranging furniture, etc. One thing led to the next. I have about 4 bags worth of donations to give, which is great. Someone's going to get some awesome things. But it literally looks like a tornado has come through my house, and I still have so much more to do. This was not on my list of the naughty and nice. I didn't need this added to what I already had planned. But, you know, sometimes those are the good things, that what isn't planned is really a good thing to have. But then you have to take a moment and step back and go, okay, but I need to take care of me too. Do you actually stop and say that? Most of us don't, do we? Come on, Mom, admit it. You don't. You just sit there and you keep burning the candle at both ends, thinking that you can do it all. You stay up all hours of the night. I used to do that too. And it got me in a tremendous health crisis multiple times. And it wasn't something really that was helping any of us. It put a strain on my marriage. It just made me always uncomfortable. I was always living on the edge when really there was no reason to be living on the edge. So at some point, you have to take a moment. You have to step back and you have to put yourself first. That's challenging to do, especially during the holiday seasons, especially when you're saying, I want something more out of life. I know I want something more, but I don't know really what I want because I don't know who I am. I don't know the direction I'm going. Christiane, help me. Yeah, that's what we're going to work through. These next few days here are going to be pivotal moments, pivotal chat times here at Create Your Now for you. It's going to be a time for you to really start thinking, how do I want to create my now as I'm moving forward in life? So what's one to do when you're constantly taking care of other people's wishes and desires? How can you really put yourself first? It may seem impossible at this very moment, but I promise you there is hope that you can put yourself first. The season right now, yeah, it's the hustle and bustle. It's the bows and the hollies and the berries and the wrapping paper and lots of tape. Lots of long lines and traffic. Yes, and that means your blood's just boiling a little bit more, isn't it? You're very overwhelmed with so much. But there are ways to put yourself first without feeling guilty of being selfish. Because honestly, Mom, that's what happens. Dad, you too. When you begin to say, oh, I've got to put myself first, you begin to kind of go on this guilt trip like, oh, but man, they're going to want me to do this. Well, sometimes in order for you to keep your sanity, you have to put yourself first. As a reminder, you're not being selfish when you put yourself first, because by doing so, you are allowing yourself to serve and love those people that you love even more. You can give them more. You have more energy, more drive. You actually might remember. You'll be present in the moment. You won't be sitting there on the edge of a cliff going, ugh, when is this ever going to be over? So for a moment, this brief moment, while I have your attention, I want you to put yourself first. Starting by, take a deep breath. Doesn't that feel good? I did that so many times today. And I had to give myself reminders, affirmations, to tell myself where I was, what I was doing, in order to continue to put myself first, even when I was working in the craziness of the bedrooms. Because I'm telling you, with boys, it is crazy. There is stuff there that you find and you're like, how did that get there? And how old is it? You know, it can walk on its own sometimes. You're like, you've been missing that sock and it's in here. And, you know, the wrinkles don't come out of it when you try to shake it out. You're like, yeah, I think that needs to go in the trash can. Yeah, those moments. So you got to take a breather. You got to step back. And right now you are going to put yourself first. And how do you do this? Well, you're going to begin to create something very specific to you, to your life, okay? We'll add in the family. We'll add in the husband. We'll add in the children, the dog, and the cat later. But right now, I want you to think about you. You've probably heard of something called a vision board, right? And that's really something that captures your vision. It's very picture-oriented, very visual, hence the word vision. A lot of people put it either, I've seen it literally on smartphones. There's lots of apps out there on smartphones that you can make a vision board. I believe Jack Canfield has one. It's awesome. I will put that in the show notes if I can remember which app it is. I'll have to look on my phone. I can't do that now while I'm talking to you, but I will do that in the show notes. And so there's apps to make vision boards. And it's great because then you can just look at it. It's literally like a picture. And what you do is you put the pictures that you want, and then it makes this collage. It's really awesome. You can write on it, et cetera. Now, I know there's other things that you can create your own, but it's nice to be able to go ahead and have a template. and you just do it. And it's free, so it's even better. So you've heard of the term vision board. Well, the thing is about a vision board is it doesn't seem to push any action. And you know here, we're all about what? Taking aim. You got it. Taking aim. Action ignites motivation. So this is your kiss. All right, did you catch that kiss? Oh, wait, I got to give it to you again. All right, good. I want to make sure you're awake and you catch it because I know you're stressed because I know I am too. You are going to discover your aim board attributes. Oh, yes, the ABAs is what we're talking about, the aim board attributes. Now, eventually what's going to happen is, yes, you're going to actually have an aim board, similar to a vision board, but your aim board is what? Action ignites motivation board. It's the one that you look at and you're like, that's where I'm headed and that's what I'm doing. It's a little more specific than a vision board. Of course, there's going to be visuals on it, but this is going to be specific to where you want to take your life. Create your now for 2016 or wherever you are in your life. And as you listen to this, maybe you're listening to this 2 years later. That's okay. So wherever you are right now, that's what you're going to work on. So how do you discover your aim board attributes? Well, guess what? We have three questions for you. Actually, technically, two questions and a statement. And I want you to think about these. You know, as you go throughout your day, you know, just ponder them. When you're in the shower, maybe you're exercising, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, maybe instead, you know, you're singing your favorite Christmas carol. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Okay, so start thinking about this. Number one, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Maybe nobody's asked you that. That's kind of a weird question, isn't it? How do you want to feel? Well, it's important. You got to put yourself first and figure out how do you want to feel. If you want to continue to feel yucky and drained, then you know what? Keep eating the sugar. Keep putting in that processed food. Indulge on your sweet treats. Have all the bread and the yummies that you want. Eat 3 donuts in the morning. And yeah, you're going to feel drained. You're going to feel yucky. You're not going to have a lot of energy because you're going to be crashing all the time. So how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel energized? Do you want to feel loved? Maybe you just want to feel needed. Maybe you feel like you aren't needed, that you're taken for granted. How do you want to feel? Number two, what do you want to let go of? Ooh, that's a hard one. What do you want to let go of? Now, you got to think about this carefully. This could be in anything. Maybe you want to let go of your shopping. Maybe you shop a little too much, not just because it's the holidays, but it's because it gives you that little adrenaline rush, that endorphin, woohoo. And then it's like, oh man, I feel so good, because that's the only thing that you feel good about is when you go out and purchase something. Maybe you want to let go of that. Maybe you need to kind of distance yourself from a few good friends so you can focus on the direction that you're going to need to go this year. Maybe you need to let go of some resentment so it doesn't turn into bitterness. Maybe there needs to be some forgiveness in here. What do you want to let go of? And number three, I want you to describe what joy, happiness, and blissfulness means to you. Let me say those again. I want you to describe what joy and happiness and blissfulness means to you. What does it mean to be happy? What does it mean to be blissful? What does it mean to have joy within you? See, sometimes we hear these words, but until we begin to interpret them for ourselves, we really don't know what it means to have that. A lot of people are looking for joy. You see, joy is something that you don't really earn. It's something that's like, man, it's just authentic. Joy is real. Either you got it or you don't. You can make up happy. You can kind of put on that smile, you know, turn up those little cheeks a little bit and feel like, okay, I'm doing okay. Yeah, this is me doing great. And you can pretend to be happy. But it's really difficult to pretend to be joyful and to have joy, true joy within your life. That to me goes real, real deep. So I want you to describe what joy and happiness and blissfulness means to you. Now, all of these three are going to help you as we continue with your AIM board. And we're going to be doing this throughout the week because remember, we're on day 51. And so we're just going to sit here and start pulling things out. So then you can start beginning to put the puzzle pieces together. And pretty soon, you're going to know exactly what you want to do. Now, that might change a little bit because our journeys change along the way. We take a different path, and that's okay. But you're going to have a great foundation to start from, okay? So you're going to go discover your AIM board attributes. How do you want to feel? Number two, what do you want to let go of? And number three, describe joy, happiness, and blissfulness for yourself, all right? Don't wait. Take today and put yourself first. If that means that you need to actually stop what you're doing and make sure you eat a healthy breakfast, then do that. If that means you need to stop and say, you know what, I just need to sit down for 15 minutes and I need to pray. And that's okay. That's awesome. Put yourself first today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.